Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, this is David Heltzel with Plan Vision. Today I want to talk about who you listen to for investing advice. Everyone has an opinion on where the market is going, or what is the next hot stock or investment. But the reality is no one knows. You can go out and find over 100 opinions varying from all over the map, and maybe in 1 year, maybe one of them is almost close. But too many things can change at any point in time that can affect the direction of the market. So, who you're listening to? What is their motivation? Are they trying to profit from a sale? Are they just trying to get viewers or listeners to sell ads? Are they even doing what they're recommending? We have to be careful of human behavior traps that can derail our long-term success. Things like recency bias. We think, well, because this investment has done well recently, I want to pile into that because it's going to probably do better in the future. Well, the reality is that may not be the case. We're seeing a lot of investors who are shying away from investing in bonds because they've not done really well over the last few years as interest rates have gone up. But what if that changes? What if bonds are the better investment going forward here in the near term? Also, we have to be careful about crowd mentality. In a recent update of a very famous investing book called The Intelligent Investor, written by Benjamin Graham and originally published in 1949, Jason Zweig, a writer for The Wall Street Journal, who edited this new version of the book, reminds us of what Graham said about how individual investors are scarcely ever forced to sell stocks or funds. And unlike professional portfolio managers who are continually measured against the market, individual investors are never compelled to care what others are thinking or doing. He reminds us that this independence is the single most valuable asset or luxury most professional investors can only dream of possessing, what Graham called the basic advantage of the intelligent investor. But he warned that intelligent investor who permits himself to be stampeded by other people's behavior is perversely transforming his basic advantage into a basic disadvantage. So, as Zweig points out and argues in the new edition, it's never been harder for us to be a disciplined and independent investor with all the noise, twitching, infinitely networked markets, the dings and rings of our smartphones, social media, and streaming video often tries to tempt us to trade more and copy the crowd. After all, it makes sense, as he says, and just feels right to join the herd, doesn't it? Zweig goes on to make the point that once the crowd piles onto the hot investment, driving up the price, often irrationally, the big gains have already been made. So by the time we follow suit, we're playing a loser's game. One of my favorite quotes about investing is a portfolio is like a bar of soap. The more you touch it, the smaller it gets. Now this is obvious when we're withdrawing funds from our portfolio, but it's even more relevant, I think, in regard to trying to adjust the allocation constantly based on recent market trends in some attempt to beat the market. Paul Merriman also illustrates this in how we try to manage a traffic jam. Are we shifting from one lane to another because we think the lane next to us is moving faster, only to move into that lane to see that the lane we were in is the one that continues to move? We increase risk. Same thing goes with our portfolios. If we're constantly trying to change lanes, we often set ourselves back. Long-term investing success depends on self-discipline, routine rebalancing, and time, or maybe better said, patience. This is why we have seen target allocation funds outperform over time. If they're left alone, they take the guesswork and emotion out of the rebalancing process. So we have to be careful who or what we follow and allow to influence our investment decisions. We've got to ignore the noise, maintain proper and strategic allocations, don't chase performance or the latest hot stock sector trends. It's not exciting, and it doesn't make the news headlines, but it works.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.